This is We're Watching Stuff, a movie, TV show, and music podcast. Listen on all major streaming platforms and follow us on social media.
Welcome back to We're Watching Stuff, and to start the new year off with not a new year episode, with a movie episode, we're going to talk about two movies that came out at the end of 2020.
Yes.
Which are Wonder Woman 2, 1984, and Tenet.
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 Tenetabum.
Tenet. Tenet.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. I know. I was
messing giving with me shit.
Yeah. First, we're going to talk about Wonder Woman 1984. Came out on Christmas. Streamed on HBO Max.
Yeah.
And I think, could you buy it? I can't remember. I think it was just streaming on HBO.
I think it's only streaming for 30 days. Okay. And then leaving again, mm-hmm. I think.
So, obviously, it's been years since Diana fought in the war with Steve Trevor. So Diana Prince is living quietly in the 80s while still curating ancient artifacts and secretly fighting crime. She finds something that causes chaos through the entire world. The cast involves Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman still, which is good. Or Diane, whatever you want to call her. Chris Pine reprised his role as Steve Trevor. We're not going to reveal why because the movie is still fresh. You should check it out. Kristen Wiig as Barbara Minerva, or if you care, her like a character or her villain name is the Cheetah,
right?
In the Wonder Woman series. Pedro Pascal was Maxwell Lord, and Connie Nielsen, Christopher Pola, and oh, I scribbled her name wrong. Amira Waked.
Robin White, right?
Oh, what? Anyway.
But yeah.
Yes. What?
I was going to say, I don't know how much we should talk about it.
Right.
Since they're relatively... It's been a while since we've talked about a new-ish movie.
Both these movies are still kind of new-ish.
Right. Yeah. And I don't want to spoil anything. So I guess if you haven't seen these, we'll try and keep it as vague as possible. But... you should probably watch these movies before you listen to us talk about them.
We won't spoil much, but spoiler alert.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, yeah. All right, well, I'm just going to get all this good shit over with. Director was Patty Jenkins. She also helped write it along with Jeff Johns and David Callahan. Yeah, I mean, compared to Wonder Woman movie one, it was a good sequel, but the first movie was obviously better.
Right.
Like, there's no game against it at all. But I think it was okay, honestly. People were giving it absolute shit on the internet. And, you know, I think it's not as bad as they were playing it out. I see the things they're talking about, but I think it was fine.
Right.
And the only things that I mostly know about Wonder Woman is some of the original classic comics and the cartoon Justice League series.
Right.
So you almost know just as much as I do, you know? So I was okay. I mean, sure, some of the acting was a little cheesed up and there were places of unnecessary.
Yeah, there were some scenes and like sequences that I was just like, okay, we get it. Can we move on to the next thing? Because it wasn't like super important to like a scene to be extra long because it wasn't super important to the plot.
Right.
But at the same time, like there was just parts that moved slow.
Yeah.
For me.
And here's the other thing. I mean, there was a decent storyline. There was a good storyline, but it was here, there, over there, back over there. Oh, that makes sense now. Back over there.
Right.
And it just kept doing it. But I mean, that means you just need to pay attention to it. And I think superhero movies, you're not supposed to just want to like pay it super attention to.
Right. You're in for the flashy fighting and like their catchphrases and stuff. Yeah. I definitely like think how they brought it all together was okay. I mean, but it just felt like Pedro Pascal's part was
long over, was like overdone.
A little bit overdone, but like
not that he acted over. He no, overacted.
No, no, he was
no,
a
no.
great actor.
Yeah,
and like
did, they all did great.
But like his character's whole like thing
was outplayed.
Was yeah, it was a little overdone.
Yeah, they didn't
I think.
Need to do
I
it anymore.
I didn't
want to
give away what his thing is.
I know what
you
you're
know?
Trying to do. You're fine.
And then the way how he connected with Wonder Woman and Barbara.
Yeah.
In the end, like. Was okay. I said this to one of our friends. I was like, there wasn't nearly enough action for me personally.
It like, still had that superhero action, but it had that comic book stuff that you're like, oh, she's wrapping around lightning and flying from it. You know,
right.
Damn, that's crazy.
But like,
that's, you know, throw that lightning at a god.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Throw that at something, you know.
But like the lightning or like. I know it's a sequel, so you shouldn't really compare it to the first one, but like...
Because you got to go, it's 1 and 3 and then 5.
Right. But like the action sequences in number 1984, like,
yeah.
We're not nearly as like epic. Like I get chills when I think about like the burr, like her fighting in the first one.
Yeah, yeah. Because
it's just so good.
It was nice to hear the same thing, but you're
but
like...
But I didn't get the same feeling as I did the first time. I don't know, like... But I still get the same feeling when we watch the first one, even though it's been out forever, you know? But having Steve Trevor there was really cool.
Uh-huh. And I think I'm okay with the way he came back.
Yeah.
But they honestly cannot do that again.
No, they can't. Like, I love, Chris Pine's,
Love Chris Pine.
My guy. Like, he's my...
He's all our guy.
Actor crush. But, like... There, if I see him in a non-flashback of Wonder Woman, like, I'm just going to be like, I know he's beautiful and, like, a good actor, but, like...
Move on, girl.
Stop. Right. Like, you can't just keep bringing this beautiful blue-eyed man. This is just a Chris Pine appreciation episode.
We'll have that eventually.
Just kidding. But there was, like, some good, like...
I did
heart
like the way. Oh yeah, of course.
Me,
but
personally.
That's what made it kind of cheesed and like it just like outplayed itself there too. So it was just like a lot of drawn out stuff, you know. And that's probably what made it harsh. Good things though. I mean, when there were battles, they were awesome. When there were armor, when there was armor,
it was
friggin'
awesome.
When she's being Wonder Woman, awesome.
Yeah.
Some like other spoilers. I don't want to say anything, but I'll say jets. Awesome.
Right.
It's kind of like the mythos and the ancient artifact stuff. Pretty cool. You know, the way they showed the 80s pretty well. I was like, oh,
I was
going to
say,
you know, like, sounds good. They all look great.
Yeah. I love the 80s.
I think Chris Pine definitely, though, made that movie better for me.
Right.
Honestly, I probably really quick, I'll just say, Rotten Tomatoes gave it 60, users gave it 74, and we give it a 78, and I believe that 4% more was Chris Pine.
Right. But, like, when it first came out, it was doing relatively okay, and just, like, over time, like,
all
people
of a sudden,
just keep shitting on it, and, like, the score just keeps going down, and I'm like, a 60% on Rotten Tomatoes, like,
right,
not entirely, like, I could see your point, but, like, come on, man, that's a little low. Am I, like...
Right.
Personally, but
the 70s, even though it's an 80s movie, is kind of okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think that's okay, you know, and that shouldn't mean don't watch it.
Watch it. If you have the time,
watch it. Just watch it. Just get it over with. It's Wonder Woman. Okay.
Right.
Come on. You're getting Wonder Woman. If you love the superhero woman, then you're good.
Yeah. I was like, I said this after we watched it and then I felt really dumb for saying it. But I'm going to put it on the internet so everyone can, like, feel my pain. But, like, I was like, where's everybody else? Where's, like, Batman? And
it was the 80s.
I know. I was like, duh. Like, Batman's probably, like, 12, if that, in 1984 or whatever. But
depends on what the new year is going to look like with the new Batmans and Flash stuff.
But, yeah, I was just like, for a second, I'm like, she could use, like, the Flash's help right now.
He's younger than Bruce.
I know. I was just like, she needs help, but there's no one here to help her.
Right.
Really. So she has to do it by herself.
That's why she's called the Wonder Woman.
Strong, independent woman.
The WW.
Yes. I haven't done trivia for this one. Do you want some?
Go do it. Yeah, do it.
Okay. So at the beginning of the movie, there's a sequence of like young Diana basically trying out for
like doing a tournament.
Doing a tournament thing.
Yeah.
And the actress did all of her own stunts.
Oh, good.
She's
for her.
12 years old.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because she thought that she would do a better job than her stuntmen or stunt doubles. A
little cocky little shit.
But she did good. Like,
but she did good, but you little shit.
Yeah. Gal Gadot and Patty Jenkins' son, or her Gal Gadot's family and Patty Jenkins' son have cameos in the film, which I thought was kind of cool.
That's fun.
There's a part with a carousel, and that's where they all are.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was first reported by Variety magazine that Gal Gadot was paid $10 million for this film.
Damn.
Which is 33 times more than what she was paid for on the first film, was $300,000.
That's because she did so well.
$10 million?
Nice.
That's amazing.
Nice. Hey, I could use some of that. I'll just take one, though. That's all I need, one, and then I'll donate half of that.
I didn't know this, but the role of Cheetah was first offered to Emma Stone.
Because
Kristen Wiig was Patty Jenkins' first choice to begin with.
Mm.
And she did, like, as Kristen Wiig being, like, a comical or comedic actress.
Right.
And she's just a comedian in general, but, like, she did good, I think, balancing, like, being funny, quirky, but also being, like...
A villain.
A villain.
Yeah.
I thought she did good.
Mm-hmm. She did fine, all things considered.
Yeah.
The CGI was terrible. I'm gonna go ahead and say that.
Yeah, Cheetah's CGI could have been...
Just put her in makeup.
Oh, my God, so much better.
You know? I don't know. It was just me. She would have committed.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Go ahead, continue.
So Pedro Pascal is a dream seller. I mean, granted, we didn't grow up in the 80s, but he was basically like your entrepreneurial, like, scam artist. Like, give me money, I'll give you. And basically they wrote him as like to encompass all of those like scammy,
right,
Ponzi scheme people that were actually doing shady shit in the 80s,
right,
and put it all into him. Which I think they did kind of a good job.
Yeah, I think they did a good job. Pedro Pascal is definitely becoming one of my favorite actors.
Right.
Mandalorian, Kingsman, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Fucking A.
Yeah. The character of Maxwell Lord is based on an actor, Sam Neill, which was introduced in DC Comics in 1987.
Okay.
This is the ninth film in the DCEU. Extended universe.
Okay. Ninth?
Yeah.
Okay. Huh. Well, damn.
Yeah.
All right. Should we wrap up That's Wonder Woman then?
I think so. I don't really have...
Well, we get to kind of stick in the Warner Brothers universe. So Warner Brothers, shout out, bros. We're heading over to Tenet.
Warner Bros.
Tenet was directed and written by Christopher Nolan, who did The Dark Knight trilogies.
Inception.
Inception as well as Interstellar, I think.
I believe so.
A secret agent embarks on a dangerous time-bending mission to prevent World War III. That's all I'm going to tell you. We're done.
Watch it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Just kidding.
Let's see. The cast is John David Washington.
He was awesome.
Yeah. Robert Pattinson, who was also awesome. Kenneth, I never know how to say his last name. Brunau. Elizabeth Debicki. Debicki.
Debicki.
Dimple Kapadia.
Kapadia, I think.
And
so.
Did you know that was Aaron Tyler Johnson?
Where?
The other guy with the beard, the one who was with them the entire time, the military guy with the shaved head?
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was, apparently.
How did we miss that memo?
I have no idea. I saw that earlier when I was writing this shit down. I was like, no freaking way. Right? No idea.
Oh, man.
No idea. Our boy Kick-Ass up in here.
I'm shook. I didn't even recognize him.
So, that's pretty freaking cool.
And
What?
Do you have any more actors?
Oh, yeah. Okay. We got Hamish Patel, Michael Caine.
I was going to say, in true Christopher Nolan, yeah. Michael Caine is in it.
And then, I lost my place. Clements Posey and Martin Donovan. Martin Donovan was in some of the Marvel movies as one of, like, the S.H.I.E.L.D. Official people. Clements is from, I think, the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fleur Delacour.
Fleur.
Written and directed both by Christopher Nolan. I mean, the cool thing about this movie is it happened so fast. As soon as the movie started, bam, they kept going. They didn't stop. They kept going.
Right.
Which was good. That means they had 2.5 hours of filling time.
Literally, like, yeah. I don't know, because I intentionally kind of like la-la-la-la'd every time a trailer came on, because I really didn't want anything to be spoiled for this movie.
Right.
And I think that was good. Like,
I could probably give it a good brief without spoiling anything, but like, basically, Kenneth Barna is a guy who figures out how to reverse things and is trying to start a new world war. And his wife is trying to prevent that, or his ex-girlfriend or his ex-wife is trying to prevent that because he's freaking nuts.
/ leave him because he's...
Yeah, and trying to get her son to safety. And Tenet, or not Tenet, we have no... The guy, the main character's name is Protagonist, so...
Right, isn't that interesting? Like,
so... You got that to work with. But anyway, things are reversing. So, like, there's opposite sides of what they've discovered, I guess. I can't give much away, / they didn't give you much to go on for it. But there's so many rules, too. Like, one I'll kind of give away is, like, she got shot in the other world, but she was in the reverse world, which she would have died in the regular world. She would have died in, like... 4 hours.
Yeah.
But in the other world, she would, she'll heal in 4 days, or she would die in 4 days, but she was able to heal because reversing.
Right.
So that should give you a kind of an idea. Like, this is one other thing that they said that stuck with me, because he fired the gun and the bullet came back. And he said, it feels strange. And he said, it's because you're not firing a bullet, you're catching a bullet.
Yeah.
So think of it that way, without us giving away any more of that shit.
Yeah. They call it inversion. So, like,
yeah.
The person, a scientist, was able to figure out how to invert objects and things, mm-hmm. and eventually people, because people
like
were
future
able to
stuff, like communicate future stuff. Yeah.
And like it was just really cool because like, I don't want to give, like,
it's hard.
Things happen and then
so much happens. That's the thing.
It like, then they go into the reverse world and you see like a different perspective,
mm-hmm.
of the same event happening, which I thought was really cool.
Right.
Like, it was just really interesting, because then
it's still the time thing. You know? Don't interact with yourself.
Obviously.
You know, your past self.
Yeah.
And
it was a really good movie. Like, I'd feel so weird, like, if we were doing this when Inception came out, like...
Oh, yeah, that'd be even more difficult.
It would be really hard to talk about without spoiling stuff.
But, I mean, like, of all movies, there were times where it was slow, where it didn't need to be.
Right.
Some things that I wish we would have been filled in more on. Because, I mean, for how much Nicole is hyped up about it, I liked it enough, too.
Yeah.
You've been more hyped up about this movie than me. But I just, you know, not all movies are perfect. But... there were just moments I was just like, okay, why?
Right.
Okay, why? Why? Okay, are you going to make another movie to explain that?
Right.
You know? So, but that's just a typical thing that my brain
does. Like, how
through.
He does, like, even at the end of Inception, like, is he in a dream? Is he not in a dream?
Right.
Like, it was just, and like the final scene, like the big battle at the end, like the climax, I guess,
right.
of the movie, you get to see it, like,
all in action.
In action, and then you get to see it inverted in action, and it's just
trippy.
It's trippy, but it's really fucking cool.
Yeah, and it's classic Nolan.
Yeah.
Classic Nolan, Inception, all of that stuff.
Yeah.
The elements are still kind of there. It's fun. Introduces, I don't know if, what's his name? Is it David? John David Washington. I don't know how new of an actor he is, but he did really well.
He's been around. At first,
I was a little off put by it, but then I was like, he's actually doing great. So.
Jonathan or John David. He's also been in. He was in The Black Klansman.
Oh, okay.
Book of Eli.
Book of Eli. Oh shit! Damn, that was a minute ago.
His first movie was Malcolm X from 1992, but he was just student in classroom.
Student in classroom.
So he's come. He has a couple more.
Man,
movies.
I want to be a student in classroom.
Yeah.
Hook me up.
But yeah, I know I enjoyed his.
I'm just kidding. I'm 30.
Acting. I also seeing Robert Pattinson. Like honestly, we really haven't seen much of him
since Twilight.
Twilight slash Harry Potter, but more Twilight.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets me kind of amped to see him as Batman.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man.
Like even more like. Just seeing
this movie alone, I was like, Batman's gonna be great.
Yeah,
like,
how he's
gonna do such a good job.
Not just a sparkly vampire. Like he's got the jaw. Actually a pretty freaking good actor.
Let's hope he has the voice though.
He doesn't need not a voice. Like he's Christian just gonna Bale, beat the shit out of everybody. Better. But better.
But better.
What are the reviews for this one?
Oh, I didn't even bring that up. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 70. Users gave it a 76, and we said an 80 because we thought it was better than those guys.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
I give it an 85 because the only thing I wish there was more of was more.
Yeah.
Or in why, like explanations. But that's usually every Christopher Nolan movie.
If when you watch this movie, watch it and then go online and like type in Tenet explained.
But
I did it.
You did?
I did. And
dork.
It. Well, I mean, like, it just kind of confirmed a lot of my
suspicions.
Questions and suspicions, okay. Especially at the end. There's just, like, a really cool, it's not, like, a twist or anything. It's just, like, a cool concept that.
That right there spoiled it. I'm just kidding.
It's not even, like.
I know, I'm just joking.
It's just dialogue.
I know.
But it was just really interesting. I liked how they did that.
An unexpected ending.
Yeah.
Is there any trivia?
I will try to trivia, but not spoil.
If it's certain scenes, they know that things are reversed in time and
right.
stuff.
So there's a car chase scene, which is pretty cool. It took 3 weeks to shoot, and the crew had to close off like 5 miles of
the
six.
The car scene?
Yeah.
When the cars are going backwards and all that shit. Dang.
Because they had a 6-lane highway.
Yeah.
And they shot the cars moving both in forward and reverse. So I think they were filming both aspects at the same time.
Oh, man.
Isn't that crazy?
That's kind of cool.
All
right. You go sit in that guy's car and you go sit in the other guy's car.
Right.
Drive past each other.
So when COVID hit the United States, the film's score was almost done. The only thing that needed to be recorded was orchestral stuff. So a lot of the orchestral music was recorded from musicians' homes, which I thought was kind of interesting.
That's
and
fun.
Then edited together.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's how we do. That's how us musicians do in today's world.
Yeah.
Any other juicies?
So there's secrecy surrounding the release a little bit. Robert Pattinson said he was only allowed to read the script in a locked office at Warner Brothers.
Whoa.
Michael Caine wasn't even allowed to read the entire screenplay. And he was only given his scenes to read.
That was only that was 1 minute.
Right. Prior to the movie's release, Michael Caine told the press he has no idea what the movie is about, despite being a very close friend and frequent collaborator of Christopher Nolan. That's fun.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. Although the movie is not meant to be scientifically accurate, it is based roughly on actual physics.
Oh.
Before filming, Christopher Nolan asked a physicist who he'd previously worked with on Interstellar and read through the screenplay to help out with some of the concepts. So that's kind of cool.
That's cool. That's good stuff. I enjoy that stuff a lot.
I want to just see if there's like any other... actors that were considered but not used, but I think
they went with everyone they had.
Yeah, at least from what I can see.
Also, good to know how Robert Pattinson cut his leg up into the Batman.
I'm Christopher. So excited.
if Christopher recommended him, then he's going to do okay.
Right.
And we will be there to talk about it. Don't you worry.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go talk about, or we're going to go watch stuff. But before we leave you, we just want to remind you to like, follow, subscribe on all of our stuff. We've got Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
Anchor,
Google Play,
Google.
Not YouTube yet.
It would just be videos of us watching videos.
Yeah.
Just kidding. You
get the back of our heads just the entire time.
Right.
Thanks for hanging out with us. And if you want us to talk about, or if you wish to star, please send us an email at we'rewatchingstuff@gmail.com. We'rewatchingstuff@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Had to add that G in there.
Watching.
Watching.
Because we're proper.
@gmail.com.
Right.
Anyway, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.